Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with Lee Kimble. How are you doing today, Lee?
Just wonderful, thank you.
It's good to see you here. You know, today I thought we'd have a kind of a fun talk, and we'd talk about things that help people succeed in life, like tools for your toolbox. If you had a toolbox so that you could build and create the best life, the life of your dreams, the life that was intended for you by your creator, what kind of tools would you put in it? What do you think?
A coffee maker.
You know, a long time ago, and I'm really grateful that it's been a long time ago. A long time ago, I had to look at my toolbox, and I didn't have very much in it. I wasn't very good with recognizing my emotions. I wasn't very good at knowing how to deal with different things. I had like a couple of things that I did. I was kind of workaholic, you know, so I would work. And that usually paid off. And the emotions, for my emotions, the only ones I really knew well, I knew what anger was. And I kind of opted for numb. You know, like, I don't want to feel anything too big or too small kind of thing. And it was my toolbox was quite barren.
Well, you know, when you say that you had that work, and it kind of worked well, you know, it kind of worked well, you know, but what is the goal? What are we trying to achieve?
Well, that's what, okay. So when I say it kind of worked well, it got me through. It let me be functioning. I was functioning, but I was not attaining a good life. I wasn't being true to myself. I wasn't being necessarily true to others. I wasn't knowingly, you know, fooling them. I just was kind of putting on a show so that they would either like me or leave me alone.
that Rolodex in your head too.
Yeah. I do. When I talk about a Rolodex that I kept in my head, and I would meet you and I would write your name on one of the cards in my Rolodex, and then I would write the things that you liked.
Hey, that rang a bell.
Yeah, it did. The things that made a difference in to you. And I would write those things down so that when I ran into you, I would just flip to your card and I could play the role of any, you know, of what you wanted me to be or what you thought I should be, of who I was in your little world. And that was kind of how I went through life for a while. And unfortunately, I think there are people listening to me right now. There's not a lot, but there are a few that are going, oh my goodness, I still kind of do that. I don't really know who I am on my own, or I don't really know what tools I have in my toolbox that will help me get to my better life.
And with me, that was kind of, you know, folks have heard me speak many times about my abhorrence, there's a good word, for settling.
Right.
For settling. And I was a settler for much of my life. And, you know, in my tool, I had the tools that would get me by, that would get me enough. But the thing was, you know, it didn't make available to me the, like you said, to be the person that my creator not only intended me to be, but graced me to be.
Right.
You know, the wonderful gifts that were available, I had these tools, a lot of them were available to me. I didn't know how to use them.
Right. I came to a place in my, I identify with that a lot, because I came to a place in my work when I started to kind of open up and try to learn more about what was really the best way to live and how to be happy and whole and how to live free of things that, like, addictions or drives, or, like I said, I was a workaholic kind of thing, working too much. Or
obsessions.
Yeah. Free of those things so that I could be a real part of humanity, just another bozo on the bus, but happy to be a bozo, you know, happy to be who I was. And one of the things I had to do was assess my skills and my strengths. And that was really difficult for me because I had a false sense of humility. It wasn't true humility, because true humility, you can assess your skills and your strengths And you can put them right out there because they were given to you. You were graced with them, as you said. You were given them to utilize in your life. And the beautiful thing is we all have different ones. So the ones I have, if I'm not using them and you need them, there's a deficit in your life as well as one in my life. So not being true to myself affects the whole world. It affects everybody, you know, my little vibrational force field or whatever you want to say, like throwing a pebble into the water, you know, the ripples will expand, you know, and they'll affect other people. So some of these things we're going to talk about today are going to be spiritual tools. Some of them are not. Some of them are just plain, straightforward stuff. What do you think? Does it sound good?
Oh, I like it. I'm in.
I hope that the people listening will find something. Yeah, Shane's in there nodding his head saying, yeah, that's good with me. He thinks it's good. You know, it's funny. And when I do some workshops, if you remember the thing with my cell phone? I'll be starting a workshop and I'll say, okay, we're going to start the, oh, you know what? I forgot to plug in my cell phone. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm sorry to let me, and I'll look for the plug for a while. Then I'll look for a place to plug it in.
And in the meantime, the attendees are sitting there saying, okay, really? Now?
Yeah. And we're paying for this. Thanks a lot, lady. You know, but I say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want it to be charged later. And, then I stop and I say, okay, I really don't need to charge my phone. But I want people to identify that the same holds true kind of in the spirit world, that we do have a battery inside us. And it does need to be plugged in. I need to be hooked up. And that's going to be one of my first tools. I think that that's going to be an important tool in my toolbox, is that I need to plug in to stay charged.
Well, we're back to, and it just seems like no matter what conversation, it can come into it, because it's one of the true realities of existence is we are either connecting or we're separating, you know, and what you're speaking of is connection.
Right, right. And you know, the plugging in, when I'm talking about doing this, there's more than one little tool in there. The plugging in, there's a few things. First of all, to really plug in, I kind of have to get quiet. I can't be
scurrying
or rushing. And as a matter of fact, I was just working with someone the other day and we were talking and I mentioned that when there's scurrying going on in her head, when she's, you know, trying to blah, 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 all these ideas are coming, that she's away from the solution, that she's caught up in the problem. You know, one of the Beth, we're on a Facebook page too. If you're on Facebook, check us out. We have a Facebook page for Beth Wee, and we put out three little thoughts a day that will help people on those. And sometimes we throw in a couple other bigger ones. But we just kind of throw them out there, and they're beautiful little things. Our friend Nancy, a volunteer, does that for us. Nancy, thank you so much for what you do for the community. She took works from the God Speaks series that I put together, and she takes one of those and she puts a picture to it.
Yep.
And she throws it on the Facebook, and it'll just say something. Well, today she had, worry is a form of meditation. What do you think of that?
Wow. Well, you know...
Worry.
I'm not saying it's a good form of meditation.
It's not a good form of meditation, but it is nonetheless meditation, isn't it?
Because, well, you know, you're right, because it's what I do is I focus in on something, I exclude everything else, and you know what? It's kind of almost sounding like obsession.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because instead of getting quiet to do that,
I get disturbed.
I get agitated. I get, you know, my breathing changes, the way my physicality changes, my emotions change, you know, and the reality is with deciding to turn that over and give it to a higher power or seek the help I need with it, you know, to really outline it, talk to somebody else about it, see what I can do about it, see what I need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different thing. So some of the time, the first thing, plugging in, getting quiet. If you can't even get quiet because of worry, you know that you're in an issue. You have an issue. You need a few more tools in that toolbox.
You know, and just briefly, I was working with some folks the other evening, and we were speaking of this topic, meditation. And there were some folks that just, I can't. My mind just, I can't. But you know what? Just like anything else that we speak of, or if you look at it in your experience, anything else, that P word, practice, you know, and it starts with a, you know, if you can do it for a minute, and, you know, we did a little 5-minute meditation, and as soon as we started that, there was a clock on the wall, and the thing I heard first was tick tock, and I put my focus there. And within a few moments, I wasn't hearing the tick tock anymore. But you know what? My mind would wander off. I'd pull it back in. And with practice, it gets easier
it gets
to quiet
much easier.
The noise.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I like that you mentioned you were with a group, because sometimes meditating with a group is easier. It's easier for you to calm. It's like the group energy or something. It's it's like prayer in church on Sunday.
Well, it's disciplining.
Sometimes it's easier with people. You know, you have other people and it just comes easily. And meditation can be like that as well. So there are some places where you can find some group meditations and just look for those or listen for those. Or grab a group of friends and say, hey, you want to try to meditate.
Or Google guided meditation.
Right, right.
Because you, know, you can do it that way as well.
Well, we're thinking of putting that on our website, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're going to have one of my guided meditations there where you could go, just go to BethWee.com and click on it, put your headphones on and shut your eyes and try to focus on that.
One for starters.
Yeah, yeah, one for starters, and we'll see if we can add more. Well, you know, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about things that make us do well, tools for our toolbox so that we can live good, full, successful lives. We're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this. We're going to really dig in. Hang with us. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with my buddy Lee Kimball. And we're talking about tools for our toolbox, things that help us create a good life. And, you know, we started talking about charging our battery, and I call the inner battery the true self. That's what I call it. And when we teach at Beth Wee, I teach about true self. I teach about loving true self, loving others, and loving the higher power. And I talk about it just like that. Those are the outlets for this wonderful thing called love. And, you know, when true self is working on a full charge, you know, we operate at maximum potential. And we're able to connect with others with empathy and with trustworthiness. We're able to connect with our source with open abandon. We respond to our own personal needs with kindness and concern. We don't judge ourselves harshly. We're kind and concerned. And our spiritual battery, the true self, when it's fully charged, we impact the world with love. At least that's my experience, and that's what I've witnessed with other people as well. And, you know, some people listening, if you're listening today and you feel like you're operating with a dead battery, you know, we're here, you know, we're here for you. If you have a low battery light flashing, you know, we're here for you. You know, some of you might have recharged earlier today. Some of you have a morning time that you do a morning meditation, or maybe you read from a devotional book, or maybe you get quiet. Maybe it's just before you roll out of bed, you get quiet and you connect. Those things are wonderful little tools. They're tools to help you lead a better life. And that's what we're talking about today.
And, you know, if you're saying, oh, I don't have time for that, a 5-minute investment, you know, it's like a $5 investment. If I invest $5 on a regular basis, eventually I'm going to use the word because it's not my focus, but I'm going to have wealth. Okay. If I invest 5 minutes in myself, on a daily basis. Think about it. 5 minutes. How frequently in the course of a day do I waste 5 minutes?
Right.
If I take 5 minutes, the investment is going to reap huge benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we talk about getting quiet, that was one of the tools I said. You know, the word be still, you know, you've heard be still and know that I'm God. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
David wrote that in the Torah. And, you know, when I think about that, the be still comes from a Hebrew word called Rapha, and it means to let go and to release. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
To let go and to release. So it's kind of like getting quiet is about like surrendering, like allowing yourself to be right where you are and just being with it.
And I think of okay, the reverse. So the opposite would be hold on too tight and cling to, don't let go.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Not what I'm looking for.
I know I've talked about it before in that the book Letting Go. There's a book, Letting Go. I'm never going to remember his name. It's like Finley or something like that wrote it. And but he talks about a child learning how to water ski. And his dad tells him to, you know, hold on. If he falls, don't worry. The boat will circle around and he'll come and pick him up. And what he didn't say is let go of the line. If you fall, let go of the line. He didn't say that. So the little boy fell and he held on to that line. And as the boat circled around, he was held underwater. So when he came up, he was gasping for breath, not sure he really wanted to know how to water ski. Like, is it really worth this, you know? And that's kind of what happens to some of us. You know, letting go is a tough thing. I think it's Guy Finley is the name of the author, but I'm not quite sure.
I'm Googling, and it's also a common title because there are many.
Mm-hmm. But it's difficult, you know, for many to think about letting go in this fast-paced world. It does improve with practice, as Lee said, and discipline will help if you just discipline yourself to try it again and again. I always talk about breathing. Breathing is a good way to get quiet, to breathe in one thought and breathe out another. I often do breathe in peace, breathe out fear. You know, breathe in love, breathe out fear. I was at the dentist this week, and I get nervous at the dentist, as you know. It was the teeth cleaning thing that you do. But I still get nervous in the checkup, the annual checkup. And so I'm sitting in the chair before they come in to start, and I'm doing my little breathing exercises to calm myself down a little bit. And I kind of giggled a little bit, and the girl was coming in. She said, "What are you laughing at?" And I said, "Oh, I was doing breathing exercises to get calm." I said, "Usually I breathe in peace and breathe out fear. I was just breathing in enamel and breathing out plaque." she laughed. She said, "Probably God was even laughing at that." But, you know, that's the little discipline.
If I may, Beth, you just remind me, and it's a really important story in my life. Everybody hears me speak of my lovely Diane. Well, at one point, my Diane had a heart catheterization done. And 3 days later, they had nicked an artery when they did it, and she bled out internally and was in... From what I understand, it's the worst pain that you can experience. And we were in the ER waiting, and she was almost dying of the pain. And I didn't know what to do. I felt powerless. But by default, this came to my mind. And I took her hand, and I put my face in hers, and I got her to work on it. Breathe out pain, breathe in relief. Breathe out pain, and in the midst of her... She says now that she doesn't know if she could have gotten through that few minutes without it. Yeah. And it wasn't anything I did, but it gave her some relief.
Right.
Because it took her mind off the pain.
Right. And it is. And that's what it is. That's what this can do, this getting quiet, this practicing breathing, even practicing chanting. Some of you have heard me talk about sitting and rocking. I've been known to head into St. Helen Church on Route 60 in Vero Beach, Florida, just because it's open during the day and there's usually nobody there. And I'll go in and I'll sit in there and I'll sit in the quiet and I'll just rock. And I might say one word to the higher power. I'll say, stay, 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 stay. You know, because I feel like I'm losing touch or something big is happening in my life or something happened to my children that I feel so powerless over, whatever it is. But these are things that will help you. They're tools that I use. Do they sound off the wall or crazy? I don't know. Try them.
Find your own.
Yeah, find your own. But try these. But try a way to get quiet. And in the quietness, if you can, pray and meditate. Those are wonderful tools to put into that toolbox so that you can have the best life, so that you can live a really, really good life. The prayer and meditation, when I think about it, it's about developing my relationship with Source, with the higher power, with the universe, with God, with whatever you call, Jehovah, with whatever name you call.
Fred.
Well, I hope it's not Fred. But
although we used to have a deer. Oh no, that was something different. Sorry.
Okay, so that's just prayer is just talking. Prayer is talking. Meditation is kind of listening. It's just simple. Those are simple, really simplified ways to look at these little tools. But start with that, because if you're going to have a relationship, you need to talk and you need to listen.
Just like if you want to build a relationship with an individual, you need to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. And this is how you can spend time with the Source, Creator, whatever you are conceiving as the power greater than you.
Right. We'll really work on getting that guided meditation onto our website, too.
I just sent myself an email.
Yeah, because that's something that will help you. And then you just sit and you listen to the words and you just think about what the words are saying.
And that'll be on there. That'll be on the website, www.bethwe.com.
Yeah, go there. There's some tools there that you can use.
And the radio broadcasts as well. We have archived radio shows that you can go back and listen to other topics.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that I think is a great tool for helping people connect and live their best life is nature. Most of us have days when we want to hide out and not be found. And on other days, we wake up to sunshine and we want to go outdoors. This winter, we're Floridians, most of us that are, the Bethwe community down here where I live. And we're used to sunshine. And we haven't had some. We've had weeks at a time where we didn't have a lot of sunshine. And it was affecting people. It was affecting how they feel. Nature does affect us. Nature is another way to link to true self and to the higher power. It's a wonderful way to link with another person, going for a walk in nature. We have some wonderful places to walk here, whether you're walking around Riverside Park or walking over the bridge or going to McKee Jungle Garden. And walking around and seeing what's blooming, or see what they're right now they have dinosaurs in there. I didn't know if you knew that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. But they have different things that they do there. But sometimes we find creation in what's been created. Does that make sense? In nature.
It does. But I can tell you, Beth, there was a period of time where I worked in Manhattan, and I would go on when I would take my lunchtime and sit in the park. There was a Bryant Park. There were different parks. And I would people watch, or I would watch the little pigeons or whatever, and that was connecting.
Right, right. And that's what it is. And nature doesn't always have to be, like Lee is saying, in Manhattan, there's still nature. Okay, Lee, if we're at Panera working on something for Bethwe, and my attention is diverted.
It's going to be a baby or a bird outside the window.
That's it. Those are the things that catch my attention, a baby or a bird. And, Lee laughs about it, but he's like, okay, wait, there's a baby, guys. Just stop and let her just...
She'll be back with us in a minute.
And she just has to check it out. But that's some place that naturally I'm drawn to connect. It naturally draws me to connect. The same with birds. I really look at birds, and I feel closer to my higher power with birds. Why? I don't know.
But you'll invest the time in yourself. We have a bridge here that crosses the lovely
Indian River
right here in Vero Beach, Florida, and you'll invest the time to walk that bridge, and mm-hmm. you're getting a health benefit, but I don't know that it's the health benefit as much as the slowdown connection time that you're getting. You could answer that better, but I'm inclined to think that.
And that's really true. And that's part of what the deal is. Getting out into nature connects me. It hooks me up. It's a tool for my toolbox. When I need to be reset, go outside. We're going to have to take a little break. They want to tell you some news stories. And when we come back, we have 5 on 5. That's right. 5 points of gratitude for you. Stay tuned.
Around.